You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Opening this weekend at B Street Theater in Midtown Sacramento is a play set in the midst of the Cold War. It centers on two neighborhoods and two neighbors, in fact, who decide to build a shared bomb shelter. In the studio with me, the play's director, Buck Busfield, and actor Elizabeth Nunziato, who plays Lena. Welcome to you both.
Hi, good morning,
Beth. Thanks, Beth.
It sounds very serious in the lead-in.
You know, it's funny. It's been a bit of a marketing challenge for us. It is a serious topic, but it's like all good plays. It's got a belly full, a lot of laughs, like an awful lot of laughs. You get your kitchen sink of experience.
It can hardly have Elizabeth in it and not have some laughs along the way.
I know.
You're the best.
Hysterical.
It's really about anything but the Cold War. Yeah. It's actually about change and sexuality and the nuclear family imploding and emerging. It's really nothing to do with the Cold War. Yeah. But
what's in this script is pretty contemporary, too.
Yeah.
If you didn't think that it was set in 1961, you could apply it to some of what's going on today in our
world.
That
was coincidental. You know, we saw the play over a year ago and decided to do it. And, of course, the current Russia story was being talked about, but this play was written before that. So it's just one of those lovely artistic coincidences that people are going to walk away and some might say, oh my God, it's a play about the nuclear family or the change from the 50s and 60s. Some might say it's about the Cold War. Some might say it's about the current Russian meddling in the election. We'll let the audience decide what they want to make it about.
Tell me about Lena then. Tell me about her family, Elizabeth.
Yeah, well, thank you. For me, Beth, it's for Lena, it's about, of course, none of those things. It's about her relationship with her husband and her relationship to the world, really. She's trying to figure out, honestly, as I still am every day when I get up, she's trying to figure out where does she fit? What does she bring? What do the closest people to her, of course, our family and friends, what do we struggle with? We struggle with what they want from us, what they want for us, and trying to get some parity with those things. And she just kind of, as Buck says, you know, she just swallows a lot and holds her tongue for a lot of her life, and clearly in the moments we meet her on stage. And then, Buck, why don't you take it from here? Yeah.
She opens her mouth.
Yeah. She finds her voice.
She finds her voice, thank you. She finds her voice.
Yeah, really important. Tell me about the play being written at the time and the purpose that it was written, Buck.
You know, I don't know the purpose of the play. I really don't know. In fact, you know, we don't worry too much about theme. I mentioned this kind of earlier. We believe the theme, whatever theme, thematic material is delivered through telling the story. So we tell the story as sincerely as we can about people. And then if there are other thematic levels to it, the audience will figure that out. So the playwright, I believe, who has very strong kind of opinions and beliefs about gender and race, etc. But this is a very simple story of people, and I just don't feel there's a point to the play other than just tell a very compelling story about people.
I think you had a preview last night, didn't you?
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, we had.
The audience, it was so breathtaking. There were so many wonderful, explosive laughs just right out of the gate.
Surprising you?
Surprising us. Well, probably not Buck, but honestly. But for the actors, you know that you're building something and you're bouncing off of each other and you're having these wonderful, intense exchanges. And your fellow actors are, of course, cracking you up. And that's happening along the way in rehearsal. And Buck is structuring the whole thing. But when the audience comes in and just explodes like that, and you're unified, that there's nothing like that. It's just an incredible rush to be on stage and working with an audience in a comedy like that.
How much are you working to have comedy being a defining aspect of what I'm going to call the new B Street since you moved to the Sophia?
I don't think it's changed at all. Our programming model has, it's never changed. We do 7 shows a year, 4 of which are comedies. Mm-hmm. We do 2 to 3 dramas. And it might go a little one way or another, but you know, we, and even when we do dramas, when, I don't know if you saw Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, there are tons of laughs. And there's no good play that doesn't have a lot of laughs.
Well, that's so, what made me wonder from 2 Governors, from the opening play all the way through. And you have a company that knows how to deliver both physical and cerebral humor, I'll say.
That's right.
So I feel like you can really adapt, as Music Circus does in the summer, adapt a script or a play to who we are here.
Yeah, it's something we do well, and we like to do it. But, you know, we want to make sure people have fun at the theater, even if it's a serious subject. So it has to have some element of fun. If you want to break their heart at the end, break their heart.
So let me go back to the fact that this is set in the Cold War, and we have various serious times right now in 2018 in what not only our country is, but our world is. Do you see laughter having right now a more important role? Are people coming for relief in a different way? Elizabeth, can you gauge any of that?
Oh, boy. I think, well, I mean, for me personally, it's a great relief to be able to work in a setting that is joyful and, you know, hilarious. And I work with an amazing group of hilarious, talented people that are insane. And that's I have that outlet. I don't know how people go to work every day in your situation or something where you really have to dive into it every day and face the facts every day, what's going on in the wider world. I'm grateful to have that relief, and I think it's great to be able to bring that to people and give them a place to go and share that with us. Buck?
Yeah, I would say, Beth, you know, we get praise and complaint on every single play we do. And we'll get the praise.
On every play
Every play. Yes. It's like it wasn't funny enough. It was too funny. You know, it wasn't serious enough. So what our basic motto, we call it Theater for Everyone. We're not going to play to one niche audience. We're going to spread it around. So that's really our programmatic goal, is to try to find a little bit of everything for someone. But we do basically believe theater should be entertainment first, message second. Let the audience figure the message out.
Well, to your point, Elizabeth, in this 1 hour of insight, every day we offer something in the arts. Every day. Mm-hmm. And for me personally, I'm looking for that place where my soul is tweaked, lifted, cheered, entertained a little bit. So to have such a remarkable variety of options in the landscape here and such deep talent, I'm really grateful. And the two of you are right there in the best of the best. And I think we're very fortunate here.
Thank you.
But we do need it in life.
Thank you, Beth. You are a point of light in this region. Thank you.
All right. So the play opens officially this weekend. Mm-hmm. It continues until September 9th, correct?
That sounds right.
August 10th to September 9th.
They don't let me near dates.
The title of it is We're Gonna Be Okay. Yeah. And I feel like it's a kumbaya moment. We are gonna be okay.
We promise you.
We're gonna be okay at B Street Theater. Buck Busfield, Elizabeth Nunziato, always a pleasure. Thank you for taking time for us
Thank
today.
You.
There's more information, ticket information, details, etc. about B Street at capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio.